Justin Fluke back with you, joined now by Coach Brett Plattner, talking Jacksonites boys basketball. The Cobras are even at 4-4 on the season, competing in the Thunder Classic this week. We'll talk about that in a bit, but I do want to ask you, Coach Benz, we didn't have the shows last week. You had a game that we didn't discuss, your second game back from the break there, a really good win at home against McLouth, and unfortunately weren't able to build off of it or play much the last couple weeks since, but man, that McLouth game, especially defensively, 52-20 was a really good game for your club, it looked like.
Absolutely. I thought our guys did a really good job of, you know, buying into our scouting report and getting our energy focused back on the defensive end like we did in the previous practices on the Wednesday and Thursday leading up to that. We knew who we needed to limit. We knew what the game plan was from a philosophical standpoint, implemented that to a high level. You know, we jumped out to a 16-0 run to start the game, so that always helps, of course, but I really feel like our guys did a good job even from that point on of staying engaged, staying locked in, and understanding that we need to finish these games out and keep our energy high. Like you said, it was unfortunate. Mother Nature struck, and we weren't able to build on that performance that next week there. But, you know, with the Thunder Classic, we got thrown back right into the fire pretty quick with some high-level competition, and I think that's only going to make us better moving forward.
No doubt. Yeah, Marysville, your first round opponent. Now you're going to get St. Mary's here today. So, yeah, you're the smallest school by far in this tournament. And, you know, the second half, you really took care of business, played really good against Marysville, won the second half by a wide margin. Unfortunately, I think it was like 35-11. The biggest deficit was 24 before the tables kind of turned. But hopefully you can build out that second half because there was a lot of good things offensively and defensively for your club and a lot of adjustments that looked like made in that Marysville game.
For sure, and that's something that we're capable of. It's just kind of like the analogy I used with the guys, and I told you off air, we're our energy is a light switch right now, where we're kind of flipping it on and off. And if we want to be a league championship level team and we want to compete at the highest level, the light switch has got to be on at all times, and we got to be locked in, engaged not only with our energy but mentally. The game plan, and he's a tremendous player, was the stop number one. Otot, like I said, a tremendous player, but you know, we didn't early on. He was getting straight line drives to the rim, getting really whatever he wanted, and looked like the best player on the floor by far. You know, we made some philosophical adjustments on defense, offense as well, and thought we did a much better job of limiting him in the second half, and especially making him uncomfortable, because just like they do on the defensive end, they made us uncomfortable. They make teams uncomfortable with how well they're coached and how well their rotations are. And I thought in the second half we were able to do much of the same.
Yeah, no doubt. Took a couple charges and, yeah, just played really good basketball there through those final couple quarters. As mentioned, you get St. Mary's today, and then you'll have a game on Saturday as well. I guess the good thing is you're seeing different teams, and you're seeing really, really good teams that you have to feel like, you know, can only make your team stronger and certainly, you know, let you know a few things to work on. I feel like despite playing these tough games here in this midseason tournament, this has a chance to really help your team as you move back into league play and finish out the season.
Yeah, I told our team this after the game is I love going to the Thunder Classic, whatever size of school we are, just because, I mean, we're seeing, you know, the top-level teams that we have to bring within the area, a majority of them. And Marysville was obviously a challenge last night. And in the second half, as we just talked about, we rose to that occasion and saw what level of play we were capable of. And tonight's going to be much of the same. It's trial by fire. We got the 2 seed last night. We got the 1 seed tonight. Very skilled team offensively. You give them any bit of space and they're going to knock down threes and they're going to knock them down at a high clip. So that energy, whether that be physical energy or mental energy, being on and focused, has got to be for 32 minutes tonight, or things are going to get pretty rough for us. And offensively, still working through, you know, we found some things in the third quarter that we liked that we were able to do pretty well. Still working through, you know, building chemistry between our guys. You know, it's no secret that we've had a couple transfers from Wetmore come in. We have a foreign exchange student who, you know, they're very talented players, but building chemistry on offense takes time. And, you know, the more games we play, especially versus high-level competition, the more right things we do, the more things that our guys see are the right way to play. That's only going to, you know, benefit us moving forward.
You bet. Well, we'll be there to broadcast the game again today in Seneca. Best of luck finishing out the tournament, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it, Justin.
Brett Plattner, head coach of the Jacksonites Cobra Boys. The locker room chats here on KNZA each week are sponsored by Rob Wareham and staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services, by the Netawaka Family Fitness Center, and by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.